You are listening to TLRStation.com.
Welcome to the Sugar Talk and More radio show, where you can learn how to kick the sugar and cravings, control your weight, increase your energy, and avoid chronic health issues, featuring your host, Kathy Orman, certified health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. Kathy inspires individuals to improve their health and reach their health goals through simple, sustainable lifestyle changes through the principles of nutrition, whole foods, and healthy living. And now, here's your host, health coach Kathy Orman.
Hi, welcome to Sugar Talk and More. I'm Kathy Orman, your host. Today, our topic is turn flu season into your best winter wellness season ever. And specifically, we're going to be talking about how to avoid the flu by getting your immune system really nice and healthy. So we'll talk about your immune system and why it is the hidden power for your best winter wellness season ever. We're going to talk about free radicals. We'll tell you what they are, how they affect your health, and we'll tell you what you can do to limit them. Then we're going to talk about antioxidants. They are your immune system's best friend. And before we're done, we're going to give you five steps that you can take starting now to have the healthiest and best winter wellness season ever. So this is a great topic for the fall, so let's get started. The immune system. Why is it the hidden power for your best winter wellness season? Well, the immune system is an amazing and complex system that keeps us healthy by protecting us from harmful microbes, from bacteria, from viruses, parasites, and from all sorts of toxins. It's a very intricate system, and it works for us silently behind the scenes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. So your immune system is totally hidden, and it never takes a break. It's silent, and it's always working. And that's what's so amazing about it, because we don't even know that it's there, and it's always working for us. So if our immune system stopped working for any reason, we would find ourselves very, very ill in a very short period of time. So you can see that it's really, really important to maintain your health by helping your immune system and by being the healthiest you can be, so that your immune system can work at peak efficiency and keep you healthy so that you do have your very best winter wellness season ever. Here's just a few examples of what your immune system does for you on a daily basis, continually, without you even knowing about it. It protects your body against invasion from bacteria and any resulting infection that might enter your body through a cut or a scrape or maybe a hangnail that kind of got a little bit infected. It protects your body just absolutely immediately when these things happen. And any kind of redness that you see around a scrape or a cut, that's a sign that your immune system has kicked into working order and it's actually doing a good job. Another thing that your healthy immune system does automatically is that it deals with any invaders that get past your body's first lines of defense. So we're actually continuously exposed to germs, to viruses and pollution every day. And we don't even realize it. That's how seamless our immune system works for us. We don't even realize that we're exposed to all these things. And it takes care of them instantly. These things can happen to us through food, through the objects that we touch every day. We pick up germs. And, of course, the air we breathe is not always pure air either. So that's really important to know that it's working all the time. And if you have a foreign object in your body, like perhaps a wood sliver or a piece of metal, your immune system kicks into order right away and it mounts an invasion against that foreign body and against any infection that might come with it, any germs. And it's just amazing. The swelling and the pus that can go around that wooden sliver or that piece of metal is another sign that the immune system is healthy and that it's working for you. Now, we can't talk about the immune system without talking about inflammation. Inflammation is actually a part of the body's immune response system. Inflammation is the body's effort to heal itself or to respond from something harmful or irritating. Inflammation can sometimes be beneficial, and the classic example of this would be if you injure a joint. Maybe you sprain your wrist or your ankle, and the wrist or ankle swells up. Well, the swelling is actually inflammation, but that inflammation is designed to protect the joint, to keep it immobilized and protect it so that it doesn't get hurt anymore. And it actually is the body's way of stopping the injury kind of thing and starting the healing process. But there are times when inflammation can actually be quite harmful if we get chronic inflammation. And that can happen when we have an existing inflammation in our body and our immune system creates more inflammation in response to the existing inflammation. So then you've got inflammation on top of inflammation. And that is what we often call chronic inflammation. And it can be very damaging. Chronic inflammation can also be caused by other things like stress, toxins. Lack of exercise can actually cause chronic inflammation. Or maybe a genetic predisposition can also cause chronic inflammation. But one of the biggest causes of chronic inflammation is actually a person's food choices. Now, food is actually a very amazing thing. Food can either heal a person or it can harm a person depending on what you eat. So food can actually cause chronic inflammation. So let's talk about free radicals. We'll talk about what they are and how they affect our health. What are free radicals? They are unstable molecules that have an unpaired electron, which makes them chemically reactive. Free radicals lower our immune system's efficiency, and they set off a chain reaction that we call oxidative stress, which damages healthy cells. And there are some common examples of oxidative stress that you can see outside of our body. One of them is, for instance, rust on a car. If you see rust on an automobile, that's oxidative stress. The other one in the food world that everybody knows about is when you cut an apple and you leave it exposed to the air, for instance, on top of the counter for several hours, it will turn brown. The fact that the apple turns brown, that's oxidative stress. So here's what happens with free radicals and how they create this chain reaction of oxidative stress. The free radicals, because they are chemically reactive, they attack nearby cells in an attempt to replace their missing electron and become stable. The attacked cells then become free radicals themselves. So you've got a free radical damaging a whole bunch of healthy cells, and then you've got a whole bunch of free radicals then. And this whole process escalates as more and more healthy cells and tissues are damaged, and that's when oxidative stress occurs. Scientific and medical research is now starting to prove that oxidative stress is one of the underlying causes of many chronic illnesses, arthritis, premature aging, edema or leg swelling, hardening of the arteries, and heart disease. And it can even make us more susceptible to many types of cancer. So what causes free radicals? Well, there's actually good news and bad news when it comes to what causes free radicals. First, the bad news. Having some free radicals in your body is absolutely unavoidable, since our own metabolism, which is our breathing and our metabolic processes, actually create some free radicals. It is actually unavoidable. But the good news is that there are lots of sources of free radicals that you can control by consistently making healthy lifestyle choices. There's a whole list of things that cause free radicals that we can actually control. So what are those things that we can control? Well, one of them is environmental factors. Pollution, radiation, cigarette smoke, herbicides. If you try to avoid all those things, those toxins, then the likelihood of having so many free radicals goes down. Another thing that produces free radicals for us is stress. So if we take steps to reduce our stress, we will also be reducing the amount of free radicals in our system. Lack of exercise, or on the other end of the spectrum, excessive exercise, is another cause of free radicals. We get more free radicals also when we have a lack of sleep. So getting the proper amount of restful sleep that your body requires is really important to reduce the free radicals, and it's also important to help your body rebuild and rejuvenate. Now, that probably one of the biggest sources of free radicals is consuming unhealthy refined foods and junk foods. So we need to strive to make changes in dietary lifestyle, such as eating foods that build our immune system, foods that contain antioxidants. We need to replace sugar and refined foods with whole foods, healthy foods. We need to remove the harmful fats out of our diet and replace them with healthy fats. We need to use moderation when we're consuming alcoholic beverages, because a lot of alcohol will indeed increase the free radicals. We also need to get enough exposure to the sun so that our body can make some vitamin D, but we don't want to be overexposed to the sun because that will create more free radicals. Keeping our immune system as healthy as possible to fight off viruses also helps bring down the amount of free radicals. So far, I've talked about the immune system, the hidden power for your wellness season. I've talked about free radicals, what they are and how they affect your health. And I've also talked about how we can limit those free radicals by making healthy lifestyle choices. There is one more thing you can do to keep the power of your immune system really high, and we're going to talk about that after we take a break. So right now, we'll take a break and have a word from our sponsor. When we come back, I'll tell you about adding antioxidants to your lifestyle, and that'll keep your immune system powerful. Plus, I will tell you 5 steps that you can take starting now to make sure you have the best winter wellness season ever. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Kathy Orman of Kathy Orman Health Coaching. I'd like to tell you about a book I just wrote. It's called The Sugar Switch. It's all about the mechanism inside our body that controls our sugar. The Sugar Switch teaches how to use the power of nutrition to control your sugar switch for better health, better energy, weight loss without the traditional weight loss diet, and so that you can look good and feel great. My website is www.kathyorman.com. That's CathyOrmon.com. And I can be reached by phone at 403-453-4452.
Are you ready to change your perspective? Ready to live outside the box? Then our Fearless Life Workshop is for you. Carrie Ann Barron, owner of TLRStation.com, facilitates this workshop and helps you identify the thoughts, feelings, and actions that may be keeping you from living the life you want. Based on the best-selling book, Fearless Living by Rhonda Britton, the workshop is interactive, experiential, thought-provoking, practical, and fun. Visit tenaciousliving.org to find out more.
This is TLRStation.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the immune system, what it does for you, and why it is the hidden power for your best winter wellness season ever. We're talking about free radicals, what they are, and how they affect your health. And then we talked about how to limit the free radicals by consistently making healthy lifestyle choices. And before the break, I said there was one more thing you can do to keep the power of your immune system going. And that one thing is add antioxidants to your dietary lifestyle. So what are antioxidants anyway? Antioxidants are substances naturally found in food that are known to protect your cells against damage that occurs naturally from everyday living. And they protect your cells against aging. And they also protect your cells from the negative effects of free radicals, those nasty, unstable molecules inside your body. So by eating a diet rich in antioxidants, you can boost your immune system and you can have optimal health and lower your risk of chronic illnesses. Now that maybe doesn't sound like it's much, but lowering your risk of chronic common illnesses is big. And antioxidants can help you with that. And antioxidants can help you have the best winter wellness season ever. So how do antioxidants work? Well, antioxidants actually neutralize free radicals, which are those nasty, unstable molecules that go around damaging your other cells and your tissues. Antioxidants will stop the chain reaction of oxidative stress because antioxidants donate one of their electrons to the free radicals, which neutralizes the free radical. Now, it's important to note that one antioxidant cell can neutralize one free radical cell. And the interesting thing about antioxidants is that the antioxidant, once it's donated its cell to the free radical, it does not become a free radical. It stays a healthy cell. So it's kind of like magic inside your body. So that's what antioxidants do. Now, which nutrients are antioxidants, and how do you get those nutrients? Well, there are actually seven antioxidants that I know of, and they are vitamins, they're minerals, they're phytochemicals, and they're flavonoids. And I can tell you what the seven are, but really in the end, it's just information. I'll tell you an easier way in a few minutes how to get all those without even having to remember their names. So the seven antioxidants are beta-carotene, that's a vitamin, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, which is a mineral, selenium, which is another mineral, and quercetin, which is a phytochemical, and the last one is luteolin, which is a flavonoid. So what are the best sources of antioxidants? Well, they're fruits and vegetables. Now, those two things top the list. They're also found in grains, and I'm talking about whole grains. I'm not talking about white flour or processed grains or junk food. I'm talking about whole grains, the way nature made them, so that they're actually nutritious whole foods. Antioxidants are also found in nuts, in seeds, in green tea, in beans and lentils, and then also in some meats, fish and poultry. So here's how you can get antioxidants into your diet without even having to know all the seven antioxidant names. Think rainbow. It's pretty easy. Just visualize a rainbow and think of all the colors of the rainbow. When you go shopping, go to the produce department and fill up your cart with vegetables and fruits that are the bright colors of the rainbow. Now you might wonder, why do rainbow colors mean antioxidants? Well, the pigments, the bright colored pigments of those fruits and vegetables are actually what contains the antioxidants. So when you buy bright oranges, bright yellows, bright purples, reds, greens, and the deep leafy greens like kale and spinach, they all have lots and lots of antioxidants. The other way that you can get antioxidants into your dietary lifestyle is through cellular nutrition, otherwise known as supplements. There are lots of supplements out there, but there's also a big debate about whether or not a person needs supplements. Some people feel that we're able to get enough vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, etc., by just eating the right foods. And some people feel that we actually need supplements to bridge the gap. Now, it's obviously a personal choice, for sure. But one thing that's really, really important to note is that a person needs to have a healthy dietary lifestyle and add supplements to it. We can't expect supplements alone to give us the nutrition we need. We need to start with a base of a healthy dietary lifestyle and then add supplements to it if that is our choice. Now, there is one very high-quality supplement on the market that I want to mention because I think it's really worthwhile, and this is a supplement that will actually kickstart your body's ability to produce its own antioxidants. And this comes right from the cellular level of your own body. And this product is called Protandim. It is a supplement that has five botanicals, and it is formulated to actually kickstart your cell's own antioxidant production. So your body will be producing its own antioxidants naturally. If you would like more information about Protandim, please contact me, and I can certainly give you the information you need. So now let's talk about five steps that you can take to jumpstart your immune system so that you have the best winter ever. We're going to start with tip number five, and then we're going to work our way down to tip number one, which would be the most important tip. So number five, you want to have good hygiene. That means washing your hands with ordinary soap and water frequently, because that'll cut down on the amount of germs that enter your system. Another way of having good hygiene that some cultures use is something called a neti pot, and that actually cleans out bacteria, allergens, and other irritants from the cilia of your nose. And it employs distilled saline solution through your nasal passages. And it's not just salt from your kitchen. It's a special formulated kind of balanced saline solution. It's called a neti pot. So that's number five, good hygiene. Number four, get enough good quality sleep. Very, very important. Sleep deprivation takes its toll on the immune system because while we're sleeping, our cells regenerate. Our whole body kind of does a reboot while we're sleeping. Our mental self resets, our physical body actually regenerates cell by cell. So it's really important to get enough sleep. 7 to 9 hours of sleep is what most people need. And going to bed and getting up at the same time every day actually is a good habit to get into. That it actually benefits a lot of people. So that's tip number four, good sleep. Tip number three, get physical. So getting 30 minutes of moderate exercise every day can help strengthen your immune system. It can also boost the brain's feel-good chemicals, which can have a very positive effect on your mental health. Another great benefit of exercise is that it helps regulate your sleep. And it can also manage your stress level. So it's really, really important to have exercise. And when you work up a sweat, you will also release toxins and rev up your immune system and your metabolism. So how it revs up your immune system is that it produces more white blood cells, which are basically the immune system's army. So that's tip number three. Tip number two, manage the stress in your life. By reducing the stress, your body will produce less adrenaline and all those related hormones that actually inhibit the immune system. And those hormones are corticosteroids and steroids within the system that actually do block your immune system. So a couple things you can do. One thing is perhaps meditation. It works for quite a few people to help them relax. And another thing that people often overlook is laughter. Laughter is actually good for you. It's a miraculous thing, really. It reduces stress. It helps to build your immune system. And it can literally give you a different perspective on life or any life situation. And physically, laughter actually stimulates the release of endorphins, which are our body's natural feel-good chemicals. And recent studies from the University of Chicago show that having a great sense of humor can actually add as much as 8 years to a person's life, which is really amazing. So now we're down to tip number one, the most important tip. You got a pen and pencil ready, or pen and paper? This one's really important. Have a healthy, whole foods dietary lifestyle. So what you need to do is reduce the sugar and refined foods, or maybe even totally eliminate them. That would be really good. Because sugar and other refined foods actually suppress the immune system. They load you up with empty calories, and there's absolutely no nutrition in them. Your body gets nothing out of it. So it's really damaging to your system. So in having a whole foods, healthy dietary lifestyle, you also want to stay hydrated. Dehydration actually weakens the immune system because the immune system relies on fluids to flush toxins out. And dehydration also makes you feel extremely tired, and it's one of the causes of daytime fatigue. So make sure you drink enough pure filtered water throughout the day. 68 ounces is kind of a rule of thumb. But if you're feeling parched, that's a sign that you're already starting to be a little bit dehydrated. So, and the other thing that you can do in your dietary lifestyle, of course, as we've been saying, is eat lots of antioxidant-rich foods. So eating a diet rich in whole foods that are high in antioxidants, it will neutralize free radicals that damage your cells and compromise your immune system. So remember, it's colors of the rainbow, those brightly colored fruits and vegetables that are high in antioxidants. So it's really easy when you're shopping. So the other things, there's a couple other things that are also high in antioxidants. That's garlic and ginger and green tea. So that's tip number one, healthy whole foods dietary lifestyle. Very important. So if you're struggling with maintaining a healthy whole foods dietary lifestyle, you're not alone. There's lots of people struggling with that. Working with a knowledgeable health coach can really get you going in the right direction to rev up your immune system. So if you'd like to make this winter your healthiest winter ever so that you don't miss a thing, contact me. I have a free health coaching session for you to get you started. If you and your friends or your coworkers want to maximize your health this winter while you help and support each other, I have a group program just for you. You can go to my website, www.kathyorman.com, or call me at 403-453-4452. So that's our show for today. Next week, our topic will be the skinny on fats. Thanks for joining me. Have a fabulous and healthy week. Bye.
Thank you for joining Sugar Talk and More. Are you interested in learning more about ways to kick the sugar, eliminate the cravings, increase your energy, and avoid common chronic health issues? Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Contact Kathy at www.kathyorman.com. We will see you next week, same day and time.